All right, we are out at the Tequila Volteo Musers Ticket Compound, parts unknown. It's like just about everybody's awake here at the bunkhouse. And Gordo, someone surprised us by waking up early.
Yes, and that would be my girl Friday, my beloved radio spouse, Gen X Davey Lane.
Hi.
Yay, Davey.
Davey, would you say that you were drunk last night?
Okay. That is accurate. I have the compound flu this morning.
Oh no. There's no way that he's going to have a solid stool this morning. What happened last night? Was it a pacing issue?
It was a lot of tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That accelerated things, didn't it?
Yeah, because there were a couple of margaritas with dinner during the game, and then it was just sipping tequila, because Tequila Volteo.
Yeah,
it's smooth.
So smooth.
Sipping tequila.
So smooth.
And George was the bartender last night.
And George, yeah. George,
my pours were pretty heavy.
Yeah. He's an enabler.
I admit that. I'm sorry.
He is such an enabler.
It's my fault.
I know.
You were. When you know that Davey has a problem, why?
You know he'll drink anything.
Yeah, why do you sit next to me with an open bottle of tequila?
Like he's asking if you want one while pouring.
You know that genetically adopted kids don't have the tolerance
What's the adopted gene?
I don't know. So Davey, you were absolutely the winner of the drunkest award last night.
Thank you.
My
family is so proud.
Do you plan which family? Which family? The fake one or the real one?
The one that chose me.
Oh, that's the fake one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Who brought the beer bongs?
I know. I looked over here. This.
We all
Davey,
doing that?
Will you do a beer bong tonight? It's a funnel.
Yeah, sure. Tonight.
It's either for that or.
I thought you meant right now.
Or a gukkake party.
What? Okay.
What?
Well, you know, you've seen that. You ever seen that in a.
Gordon.
Promo for a.
The ticket?
Well, no, I don't think the ticket's released to promo. With some half drugged up Asian girl with a funnel down her throat and guys standing around.
I don't think I've ever done a beer bong.
Half drugged up.
I've never done one either. I've never shotgunned a beer.
It wasn't the thing.
You've never shotgunned a beer?
Never.
I haven't done that.
You've never funneled a beer. You're doing that tonight.
Okay.
He could probably do it because he can drink really fast.
He would have
it's
no
just
problem.
12 ounces of fluids. It's not like you're asking him to drink.
Gordon, Rod Stewart had to have his stomach pumped.
But you know how to relax your throat, though, right?
I can relax my own throat, but not like Giorgio can.
I can't do that.
Didn't that look fun and old school, though, when he did it?
It's like,
oh. It's so good when it hits your lips.
Okay, so last night we had a couple of really, really funny moments that are still tickling me. One was the scene, and Bob, you missed this because you were the butt of it.
Sorry, Bob. There was a whole
playlet of what you do right before bed.
I'm really sorry. We're friends.
You want to guess?
I'm really sorry about this.
Do we not have that audio?
I don't know if we can find that audio. But it was I think it was the hardest that we laughed last night. And there were a lot of hard laughs last night, so it's hard to pick one. But yeah, Bob, we had you going up there, and your nightly prayers include you thanking Jesus. You say, "Dear Jesus, thank you for giving the world me." You say, "Amen," and then you immediately go to sleep because the covers are pulled right up to your neck, and you're completely laid out peacefully.
That's the only way that you can make yourself go to bed instantly.
Giving Jesus the gratitude for giving the world you, God's gift to humanity and sports.
Sorry, Bob.
And then
I started all that.
Your snores, what was the snores consisted of? Like,
and again.
There was a whole bunch of Bob players, and it was all led by George. So George is the one wrong.
That's what he does. That's what he does.
George is the one wrong you. Donnie had an extremely funny line when we were debating Morrissey for whatever reason. That was really important to do last night here at a sports related compound.
Because Winnipeg's best defenseman is Morrissey.
Yeah. There you go.
Maybe
that's
that
right.
was it.
That's right. Okay. So it came up naturally.
I would expect that from a Winnipeg fan.
Yeah. And Donnie said that Morrissey, we're playing Morrissey in the background, and Donnie said, this is the Wes Anderson of music. Because Donnie cannot stand it.
He hates Wes Anderson movies.
He thinks white people overrate Wes Anderson so much.
There's something
He said he wandered into Moonrise Kingdom or whatever, and he said that was the biggest bunch of white people land he's ever seen.
I'm still so upset that that's his only true introduction to Wes Anderson films.
Yeah, the worst one.
Yes, it's
awful.
Wasn't
that bad? I didn't think it was that
bad. You liked it, didn't you?
It's okay. It's no Darjeeling Limited or Grand Budapest Hotel. It's fine. It's not his best work.
No.
That was a very white sentence right there.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. That's not his best work.
Huh. Oh, yeah. No white guy.
I mean, it starts with Royal Tenenbaums.
Yes, that's
right?
number
that's
one.
That's the alpha
Bottle
of
Rocket.
All of
I think Bottle Rocket's pretty close.
Bottle Rocket's close, but dude.
I think Bottle Rocket.
Royal
yeah.
Tenenbaums is
the most overrated white person movie of all time.
The Craig, when he put on his triple fake girl voice and asked what Craig was doing, because she was real interested in Craig.
That's when we were punching up collars and there'd be nobody there, so I was just trying to fill the dead air.
And somebody came up with the scenario that Craig had gone back to his room to wash his huge wiener.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
What is wrong with you?
That I had to exfoliate it every 90
but
minutes.
You
exfoliate your wiener every 90 minutes.
You were telling fake girl you that you had to leave to go do that.
That's the biggest bunch of
really weird.
Try to
turn yourself on.
And then we had the caller doing the fake guy from South Philly. I think he was calling into the Finnish Slapshot Brothers. Or
yeah.
And he said
and that... said, A, do the Jetses suck or what?
Yeah.
Jetses.
That was funny.
Oh, man.
George, you're not allowed to pour any more drinks, especially for Dave.
Why?
You're terrible. You overpour. You try to give us all shots. And
I gave you just normal shots.
It gave us fake Kobe.
Okay.
Yeah, let's that's all distance.
So you missed
remember
fake
that.
Kobe because
that
was
Gump.
Ironically doing DEI training at the time. And so Dave does some fake Kobe, and can we hear a little bit of that this morning?
No, I don't believe he's here.
That's Ooh. A late night thing.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
Like, how bad is the late night Kobe?
Yeah.
As long as you
we'd
like
be better off,
offense,
we'd be better off playing the Bob Prayer, I think.
It's shocking enough to where Dave was sitting over here, and it was shocking enough to where everybody stood up and turned to Dave and said, Dave!
So you had a career ending about alcohol.
Yes. He was just, adamant.
It was
quick. Nico needed to give him some more shoes.
It was quickly rebranded as Forrest Gump.
Yeah, you remember
that. I like shoes.
You remember last night?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was fine. Most of it.
You didn't black out? Did you black out parts of it?
No. Well, I don't know.
Lucky?
Maybe.
Nah. Dang.
Blackout is it's not the right word to use. It's having fun.
Oh,
right.
God. Okay, are you going to drink tonight?
I mean,
yes.
We just said we're going to funnel beers.
He has no choice.
Does that count?
He has no choice.
I mean, technically, that's not like drinking it and sipping it.
Yeah, he's funneling. It's
so maybe no hard liquor for you tonight, just shotgunning beers.
I don't know. We'll see.
Now, you have to understand, Dave likes fun drinks.
With the Drukaki funnel over there.
And fun drinks involve maybe a little tequila Volteo. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, we love it, Dave, and we hope that you have another night tonight like you had last night. We've adopted you into our broadcast family here at the compound.
Thank you. And you can't unadopt me.
That's right.
That's right.
Or can you?
No, I don't think so. Can you unadopt a kid after you
adopt
him?
You just drop him back off at the fire station.
Yeah, is it like rehoming?
It's like the Rule 5 draft.
Yeah.
You just give him back.
For Davey's parents, when he was
like
16 years old, try to stuff him in one of the Moses boxes at a fire station.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Now we're to Saturday morning in 1997 all
His
over
legs
again.
Legs are all flailing
yeah,
up.
Yeah, just cramming him in there. His Morrissey shirt's tearing.
All right, way to go, Dave.
So,
way to go.
Thank you, David.
Early running for the MVP.
Yeah. Yay, David.
All right, we'll see what the invasion is up to
My
coming
eyes
up
hurt.
Next.